We're back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Hawaii's tourism has been slow to rebound following the rollout of the Japan travel bubble and the pre-test safe travels program in order to avoid the 14-day quarantine. Many hotels have announced plans to welcome guests back, but some not until next month. We talked to Chris Kam of the OmniTrack Group, which regularly surveys travelers to Hawaii. So just how confident are people to get on a plane amidst the spiking numbers of COVID-19 across the country? We hear about the October snapshot.
We field a survey of basically about 9,500 people that traveled, U.S. residents who traveled at least once in the past 12 months.
And so what did you ask them?
Well, we asked them basically for their future travel intentions. We asked them how they're thinking about travel. And I think the overarching picture that we see that came out of the surveys is that people are basically in this wait-and-see mode. They're kind of in a holding pattern when it comes to future travel. But at the end of the day, travel is resilient, and we are confident that travel will start to show signs of life, most likely starting in 2021 and probably most likely in the second quarter and beyond. I mean, what we have seen is that about a third of travelers who've traveled in the past year do have travel plans for the next 6 months. But that is rather low compared to where they were in the early days of COVID, when 50% of people actually had travel plans.
So there was actually maybe more confidence, or at least more hope, that they were going to be traveling.
We were in the early days of COVID. I think people were kind of in a denial stage. They said, "Yes, we know COVID's out there." This would have been back in early March, but COVID was going to be a thing that was, offshore and primarily in Asia, until it wasn't, then it came to the U.S., and then they had to face reality, and that's what they're dealing with now. And that's why we have about a third of the people do have solid travel plans for the next 6 months. We're thinking that with the rise in COVID cases across the U.S., the political uncertainty, the complexity of a travel experience these days, not knowing everything that's involved with it, we see that as dampening travel demand. But at the same time, we're seeing our measurements of travel confidence have just inched up in October relative to where they were in September. I think it's not a big jump, but we saw a slight increase in the percentage of people saying they were more interested in traveling now than they were a month ago. Now than they were a year ago. And we also see that the percentage of people saying that travel is less safe now than a year compared to a year ago, that percentage has gone down just ever so slightly. So increasing interest, decreasing concerns about safety. Once again, those are just really small changes in the marketplace. We'd like to get a better sense of where we're headed, and right now it's just kind of in a wait-and-see mode. I think another insight that our tracking research provides is that, there's a lot of talk about a vaccine and the impact of a vaccine on travel demand. We see that as definitely helping to increase travel demand as we get closer to having a vaccine, but we do realize that when a vaccine comes to market and is readily available, our survey is indicating that only about 25% of people who have traveled in the past year are going to get the vaccine as soon as it's readily available. This compares with about 57% that are either going to, they say they'll either get it eventually or they're going to wait and see what happens to it.
So really at the heart of this is consumer confidence. This is also tied into the lift capacity, right? What airlines are traveling and what routes are available?
Definitely. The outlook for our airspeed capacity will play a huge role in the future of how tourism performs out here in Hawaii, as well as, how travel confidence performs. The CDC has given the green light to the return of cruises in the U.S. market. However, before the cruise lines can actually start operating cruises, they have to get procedures and protocols, safety protocols, all approved by CDC, and they also have to have demonstration or test cruises for each specific ship before that happens. So the things I'm seeing in the travel trade predict more of a February 2021 return than a January 2021 return of the cruise industry.
And what are your thoughts? Because you've been involved in different aspects of the visitor industry, just about our recovery. You know, because folks are saying, well, we don't know if it's going to be a V. It may be a U. So slow and coming.
Yeah, I think it'll be a gradual recovery in general and in Hawaii. The challenge we have in Hawaii is that we do not have a drive market to really tap into, unlike a lot of the destinations that we work with across the mainland. But at the end of the day, I think the travel is resilient. I know according to our surveys, people are really looking forward to travel once again, to take a break and get away from everything, get some rest and relaxation, and to reconnect with friends and relatives. And that's a very strong driver of travel demand. And that will fuel the rebound in travel. The pace of the recovery will vary by destination, but it will recover.
Coming off this record year of 10 million visitors, how do we do a better job of making the experience better for everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how do we engage with the visitors more to give them a deeper experience of Hawaii? Granted, people are just really looking for escape right now, that they can escape, but we don't want them to just come and flop and drop on the beach. But we do want them to come and engage with all that Hawaii has to offer. The culture of Hawaii, the taste and the sights and the sounds of Hawaii, that's what really provides visitors with a deep experience, which they fall in love with, and they keep coming back to our islands to experience again and again. Yep, we will be where we are in the field with the surveying travelers during the month of November and then December. Yeah, so this is a syndicated survey that we do for destinations across the U.S. We measure visitation by state and by city for all travelers, all U.S. travelers. Basically, what the Hawaii Tourism does, the Hawaii Tourism Authority measures visitor arrivals and spending to Hawaii. We do that for the country as a whole and for every single state and major city in the country.
That was Chris Kam of the OmniTrack Group, which regularly surveys visitors to get a sense of their confidence and their travel plans.